want to really thank you all. I want to thank Member Solutions also for running this teleseminar. They've been doing a great job for us. And for any of you that are interested in, and we'll talk more about this later, but interested in signing up for the upcoming June certification that we'll discuss, the Special Events Manager does have that set up, so you can sign up for that directly through Member Solutions. Whether or not you are a Member Solutions member, it does not matter. So just want to again say thank you. Thank you, Kathy. And let's kick it off. My name again is Bill Kipp, and hopefully some of you know a little bit about me. I have been running a program called Fast Defense, which has been voted the best self-defense in the industry by Black Belt Magazine. They said it's the best for women. Unfortunately, there was no such category for men because fast defense works just as well for men as it does for children. And the real premise behind fast defense and why it's become so effective is that we really deal in a no-nonsense but safe and very fun way, deal with the adrenal stress rush that everybody gets, no matter how skilled we are or how unskilled we are. We all get this adrenaline rush that can kind of make funny things happen for us in the heat of the moment when we need to deal with a situation. So what we've done essentially is we have cracked the code over the past 35 years of my training and that from my instructor and all the people that have been training with me. We have cracked the code on how to effectively deal with the adrenaline rush. And that's the whole premise behind the fast defense. Then we just bring in simple techniques, the techniques that all of you have in your martial arts system. So in effect, what fast defense has become is the missing link in martial arts training. Well, Fast Combatives is the very latest evolution. For many of you who know Fast Defense, you know that we use the big bullet man suits, and we get in and we make it pretty crazy and realistic. For Fast Combatives, we have essentially refined it so that you do not need to have any expensive body armor. It's all done in a very user-friendly way where rather than having each student go up against a trained instructor as we do in Fast Defense, we actually teach you how to work various scenarios, and we get pretty creative with it, where you can actually work with one another and train in an adrenal stress way that is extremely fun, extremely effective, and it really has become the missing link in the martial arts. So that's, in essence, my introduction. Again, my name is Bill Kipp. I'd like to hand it over to Dick Chance because he has been instrumental and huge, not only in the fast defense, but in designing this program, and he's also been implementing it in his martial arts school, and he'll be able to give you a really firsthand account on how this has been working for him in the UK. So, Dick Chance, take it away.
Hi, Bill. Hi, everybody. As Bill says, my name is Dick Chance. I'm one of Bill's fast defense instructors for many, many years. Again, I can't mute my phone if I'm going to talk as well, so you have to put up with. I'm actually sat in a car park in Spain at the moment, so Spain's not the quietest country in the world. There's lots of noise. So if you hear the odd Spanish voice in the background, you know what that is. Fast Combatives came about really for us because we recognized that a lot of people had a kind of disconnect between the way they were training with the fast defense and the bullet men scenarios and things like that, and the way they were training in other styles and other systems and things like that. So we found that although we have a lot of instructors who are doing fast defense, we have a lot of bullet men around the world, they weren't really implementing that into their schools. They weren't implementing that as a program. And we had lots of people coming to us saying that they wanted to do fast defense, but they didn't want to do the bullet man stuff and things like that. So we thought, well, there are many, many other programs out in the world that are doing what we would consider to be, you know, much, much, much less real training. As Bill says, he's cracked the adrenal stress code. And a lot of these programs that are around still have what we would consider to be lots of marginal techniques in them, things that I couldn't make work, and probably most of you guys who are listening in can't make work. And if we can't make them work as instructors, how can we possibly teach that in all good conscience to our students? So Fast Combatives came around. It's our look at our take on the experience that we all have in what real people can do in real fights against other real people. Not what works in the schools, not what works, you know, in the brightly lit environments, but what real people could do. And again, there is, you know, if you look at street fights and other nasty situations, those people, most of those people have never done a day's training in their life. They're all using very simple techniques that they've never trained in their life, but they're going out and hurting people with them. So, again, you don't need a lot of complicated techniques to be effective in self-defense. What you need is the correct training paradigm. So we've combined the fast adrenal training with a program of tactics and skills and mindset drills that will allow people to become very effective. And I'm actually quite scared as a bullet man because I've got to, you know, if as I'm training these people in fast combative, they're becoming more and more and more effective. And they're hurting me in the suit an awful lot more. So we're finding we're going, it's almost full circle. We're coming back to that need to train people over longer periods of time. Bill, do you want to say anything here?
Yeah, I think that's really well put. You know, I'm thinking of Dan Millman is on board. If many of you missed him speaking earlier, which I'm just pleased as could be. He's a great friend and a great supporter. But he asked me a question, as he comes up with great ones all the time. Asked me, what is the difference between FATAs and Krav Maga, Sistema, Defendo, TDT, you know, the programs that are out there? Because as Dick mentioned, there's a lot of combatives programs out there. At first, my answer was, well, you know, kind of a textbook answer. And as I think about it more and more, my answer, to be absolutely honest, is that there is nothing like FAS combatives out there. There are a lot of great combatives programs, as the ones that I've already mentioned. But what really made FAS defense so effective, and why we're voted the best of defense, why it works, is not the boatman suit, but the step-by-step methodology, the pedagogy that we use to get a student from point A to point B in a very rapid way, but also in a very safe and very consistent way. And that's doing the adrenal stress training, but it's also doing the scenario-based training that we're really bringing in a very colorful way to the martial arts world through the fast combatives. So what we're really doing in essence is we're taking the fast defense pedagogy, the systematic step-by-step process, and now we're applying it to a much larger realm of techniques. There's still gross motor, very high percentage techniques, but rather than in fast defense where we focus in a seminar format with just five very simple techniques, here we can open it up, and this is where the martial arts world is really meeting it with a lot of enthusiasm, in that we can start to open up a much wider array of techniques, and through the step-by-step process, get our students to have a lot of fun and practice them, again, in the safety of the dojo environment. Anything exactly. To add there, Dick?
No, that's exactly right. And one of the big differences I feel as well is I think I said it right back at the beginning when I started blabbering on, that we found even in the UK and in Europe that every bullet man that I know, bar one, doesn't run this as a program in their school. They all run it just based on the seminar format. And the fast combatives is completely the other way around. The fast combatives is first line is a program that people can run week by week in their schools. And there's a chap in the UK called Graham, who's one of our bullet men, who's been running this program for about a year now, in his, you know, full time. That's what he does. And his students don't do any other training. They don't do any other martial art. His is purely combatives based, and that's what he does. And as you said, you know, a lot of these other programs, Krav and Sistema and things like that, are doing exactly that. The key thing I think with fast combatives is one of mine and Bill's. One of mine and Bill's drivers and goals is we want to make it as accessible to instructors as we possibly can. A lot of the other programs when we were developing this and we did the comparisons were quite difficult to get into financially or geographically and things like that. And we set ourselves the goal to make this as accessible to instructors as we possibly can, and also to make it as supportive to instructors as we possibly can, because again, there are programs out there that if you qualify in them as an instructor, they state that you may not then continue to teach your traditional martial art or whatever it is that you're running in your school, which is just ludicrous. If you're an instructor, you've got a full setup, you're running your school. What you want is something to give you some diversity. You don't want us coming in and saying, well, hey, we're the best thing, so give up teaching all these other things that you've been teaching for years and just do this. By all means, do that if you want to, but that's not the way that that Bill and I are doing, you know, want to do this business. We want to be a supportive and inclusive and create an extension to the Fast Defence family. You know, Bill's built up this lovely family atmosphere amongst the Fast Defence instructors, and we want the same model for the Fast Combatives instructors so that they feel that they're part of a family. They don't feel like they're part of some hierarchical organization or anything like that. What do you say, Bill?
Yeah, thanks, buddy. And, you know, as I'm listening, I'm probably trying to put myself into the mindset of you as school owners looking to, you know, looking at this new program and how it might fit into your school. And really the benefits, there's a multitude of benefits. And the most obvious is that it brings a great deal of fun and color into your curriculum. The beauty of the Fast Combatives is extremely flexible. And when we do our certifications, we show you directly how you can incorporate it in a number of very creative ways into your rotating curriculum and just give your students drills and self-defense experiences that they just love. I mean, the students that are doing this are just enthralled with the excitement that it creates. They're also loving that you can go pretty darn hard, but people are not getting hurt. I know I've engaged in some of the combative systems out there, and sure, they play hard, but people are really getting banged up, and that's not our intention, because through our, you know, through our experience, we've learned that you can go really hard, but you can do it in a very safe manner where people don't get hurt. So it's a lot of fun. So it spices up the curriculum. Also, it's some people are using it as a perk. For example, take your black belt club and once a week run a special one-hour short seminar and run them through some of the various scenarios. People are doing it, as Dick said, people are doing their entire curriculum just based on the Fast Combatives approach. So there's a wide array of ways that you can implement this into your program and give your school a real niche over people in your community that are not engaged in this this level of realism, but again, fun and safe self-defense. There's also the possibility of running personal self-defense programs for people in your community, for executives. We're just getting the ball rolling, and people are jumping out of the water because previously, as Dick mentioned, the bullet man suit has been, even though it is incredibly realistic, it can be a bit of a stumbling block where people are a little bit of intimidated by it. And this Fast Combatives is the missing link, in not only in the martial arts but in fast defense, where it's a great way to get that realism without the expense and need for the bullet man suit, but also for people who are interested to take the next step, then the bullet man training is a very natural step in that evolution. Now, one other thing I just want to mention, it's just coming up on a year now, a one-year anniversary, the Fast Success Association. And this is how I got involved with Number Solutions in the first place. And this is a $39 a month program. Actually, there's a discount for Member Solutions people. And it is a fully online, members-only support network for people who are interested in teaching reality-based adrenal stress self-defense, or for people who are already teaching it. And it's a huge library of video clips and training tips and you name it. Virtually every facet of this type of training is laid out in detail, and it's updated every single month with new drills. And we've been playing with the Fast Combatives, just basically giving a simple scenario every month. And that's where it's been building and building, and this is where we come up with the entire curriculum. So the point being that this is the perfect support network for anyone who is interested in this type of training. It's an unbelievable deal, and people are just giving rave reviews about the site. And it's a way that we can really build what my vision is, and our collective vision in FAST is build something that is difficult to do in the martial arts world, where there's all kinds of ego and power trips and things, to get beyond that, and where we have people of all different styles, all different ranks, all different locations, and we all work together as a unified team and share ideas, and together we've created this really dynamic family where we're just having more and more fun. And again, the Fast Combatives is the latest evolution of that of our crazy journey.
Absolutely, and yeah, sure. It's interesting. Bill mentioned private lessons. One of the things that I had in mind when I was helping Bill to develop the Combatives program was the private lessons as well. Because as a bullet man, I can't do private lessons because I need a coach, I need the video, and I need all the extra bits that go along with that. So when I've been doing private lessons in this domain, you know, for the last 5 years, it's always been combatives-based. And we've got, you know, and you can do, you know, I do private lessons for a couple of people in my garage, or as we say in the UK, garage. And it's fantastic. And you can do adrenal stress training. You can get them hitting really hard. You can teach people all the skills that you would teach them in any self-protection program and put them in an adrenal stress training scenario as well. And it is a fantastic way of generating all these, as instructors, of generating all these extra revenue streams for the students. It is the most fantastic thing in the world. We're picking up students from all sorts of different styles and organisations and things like that that want to do this training, because we're probably the only people, as Bill says, the only people in the world that are doing it like this. You know, there are some fantastic combatives instructors. Actually, in the UK, we are probably, we've got some of the best combatives instructors in the world. So we're really lucky in this country, but around the world, in my opinion, there are the really good ones are few and far between, and that's my vision for the combatives as well, is to generate our own fantastic instructor base, people who are just totally dedicated and completely understanding of the technology that we're putting into this, and that is where this program crosses the fast defense, because the two things are completely complementary. If you've got, you know, you can be a fast defense instructor and a fast combatives instructor, and you'll have everything you need. Or you can be a fast combatives instructor, or you can be a fast defense instructor. So the they are completely complementary with each other. We've designed it specifically to be that way. For example, in the student grading system, the way we've designed that is that every third or fourth grading that the students do, they'll do that against bullet men. Now, that doesn't mean to say that the instructor needs to have his or her own bullet men, but there are bullet men around the world, and they're all committed to going in and helping. So, you know, if you run a school in Chicago, then we'll help you to find the nearest bullet men team who'll come in and help you run your gradings for you. And those bullet men will put your students under pressure, so they can truly say that when they pass their grading test, that they have done absolutely 100% alive training. They are, you know, they're not going to be given an easy time by the bullet men. And, you know, that doesn't happen every grading, but, you know, it happens every third or fourth grading, so that they can truly say that they are doing self-protection training, and they are actually, you know, when they've tested for it, they haven't just hit pads, or they haven't just done a bit of sparring. They've actually gone up against a live human being that's fighting back, if you like.
Phil? That's actually really reminds me of another powerful application of these training concepts in your schools, in that a lot of people, when they do just traditional martial arts belt testing, they're implementing some of these drills into the training to make it much more dynamic. You know, we all, for various ranks, we have all kinds of different ways to test the students. Well, these are very effective and very dynamic ways to get the students to show, okay, we're doing our traditional martial arts, and now here's the application of our martial arts in a high-stress but safe and fun environment. And, in fact, I'll be at Master Chris Nathie's school this weekend here in Colorado, and in his black belt test, he incorporates the combatives as well and puts his students through various scenarios. It's really, it just really adds a whole dynamic element to the testing situation. So, obviously, we're pretty fired up about this. I mean, I cannot say I have been more fired up about a program in all my years of doing the adrenal stress training. But at the risk of just us running our mouths and talking for the sake of talking, I think I'd like to open it up to questions and hear from you. You know, what would you like to learn more about? How can we help you? And kind of fine-tune this a bit.
Okay. Liz in Miami wants to know. She said, you mentioned that this can be taught as private lessons. How do you generate the adrenal stress response in that sort of situation? If you could touch a little bit on how you go into the techniques hard while avoiding injury and legal complications.
Very excellent points all around. One of the things about this program, even the fast defense, is that you really can't fully understand until you experience it.
And people always wonder. They come in and they go, how in the heck are you going to adrenalize me? And what we found is that within the first half hour of our seminars, we adrenalize people very, very effectively. But therein lies the beauty of the pedagogy, the teaching methodology that we use within Fast Defense, and why it's not just about taking a shield and teaching people how to bang on it full force or do a technique and hit full force. There is a systematic step-by-step process that we go through. In a nutshell, we start with teaching the techniques very, very slowly so that people learn to get the muscle memory and they're in a relaxed state. We're actually using NLP. We're using Olympic coaching technology. There's a lot of different technologies that are coming into play here. So we do the technique very slow motion. Then we have them in a three-step process. We have them then hit with power, but there's no adrenal stress in the situation. They're just putting together the technique with the body, and then finally we bring in the emotions. And that is where the real beauty of the scenario training that we teach people how to do comes into play. Now, the emotions, I mean, I don't want to get too deep into it, but the emotions cover what we call the limbic system, which is the part of the brain that is functioning when we get into a tough spot. When our fight or flight response takes over, we're no longer functioning in our higher brain, the frontal lobe, the major cognitive part of our brains. That part is not functioning. Now, most of our techniques are stored in that high brain because our techniques are not typically learned in a high-stress environment. That's just not appropriate in the typical martial arts school. So suddenly we're in a stressful environment. We go into our low brain, the limbic system, and suddenly we don't have access to those techniques. So what the Fast Defense pedagogy does, the teaching methodology, is that in that third step, we infuse a little bit of adrenaline, and it can be as simple as having the students keep their eyes closed, and all of a sudden we hit them with the pad, and they have to apply the technique. All of the combatives drills are based on very simple but absolutely effective ways to adrenalize the students. And then after that happens, in a short amount of time, those techniques are actually stored in the limbic system, and we've had people years after taking the program get into a real tough spot, and all of a sudden it's there. That's where the muscle memory resides, because we're working with the part of the brain that's actually functioning under duress. So that's my spiel. Dick, you probably have something to say about that.
Yeah, basically what Bill said. But in addition, the one thing that I always find is that people often look at adrenal stress training and think it's all about the shouting and the swearing, and it just isn't. And for those of you that are coming to the June training, if you look at the plan that we've sent out, the accessing that mindset is almost the very first thing we're going to teach you how to do, and getting your students to access it. And just to give you a little taster of that, I do a monthly combative seminar for some of my students, and we do this outdoors in the park where everybody can watch. So the scope for shouting and swearing when there are children playing football in the park and things like that is quite limited. But I did a whole hour of a two-hour session this time just on accessing that mindset. And just through the basic drills that we're going to use, I had people quivering with adrenaline pumping through them. I had people shaking, and nobody raised their voice once during that whole session. So it's going to be a lot of fun in June. We're going to show you some of the things. I don't want to give too much away over here, because again, with adrenal stress training, there are other things to be considered. So we don't just teach people how to adrenalize people. We have to teach them how to manage people who are full of adrenaline as well, because you can't just adrenalize people and then let them go. Because it's not good for them if you do that. So you know, it has to be a whole process of adrenalizing them, teaching them, training them, and then bringing them back down again. Otherwise, the potential for creating trauma is too high. So I hope that helps for that question. Yeah, I think one other point is that, you know, again, thinking from the traditional martial arts paradigm where we're hitting with shields, you know, somebody, some big guy cranking up adrenalize against shields can be pretty dangerous. Well, what we have is we've got an entire new system of how you can hold the pad. This is why I say really nobody else is teaching this this type of technology, and this is how we've gotten it to be very safe but yet very effective. And so there's a whole way of holding the shields that we call the soft shield technology, where even if you're smaller than the person, you can hold the shield up against someone who's hitting absolute full force. They're getting the adrenaline rush, they're hitting with full power, and you're not having to, you know, eat the strike, if you will, as we typically do in holding the shield. So it's all part of a very tried and tested technology. But that's a great question, and hopefully we answered it in some way, shape, or form.
Okay, ready for another?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, Chuck from Brighton, Michigan. Just kidding, Chuck. Students do like having belt rank systems for a sense of accomplishment. How will the students progress through the fast combative system and still get that same high-level sense of accomplishment when they achieve a belt rank?
Yeah, fantastic. Dick, take it away.
Excellent. Well, we looked at this, and because combatives isn't martial arts, we didn't want to go down the belt route. But, again, we recognize, as Chuck so eloquently put, that students need to have that, especially in a long-term program. So what we've done is we've designed a ranking system that's based around colored T-shirts. And each kind of instructor level has three or four student levels contained within it. So there are about 9 or 12, I haven't got the figure off the top of my head because I'm sat in a car. There's about 9 or 12 student levels that they can progress through. And after each sort of 3 or 4 levels, they graduate to a different colored T-shirt. And the T-shirts are based around the first letter of the level that they're doing. So when they're doing the basics levels, let's B for basics, they're wearing a blue T-shirt. Then they graduate to the weapons levels, and they're wearing a white T-shirt. And we particularly like that because obviously some of the weapons drills involve the marking knives and things like that as well. So obviously a white T-shirt is very appropriate for that one. Then they go into the ground and multiple attacker scenarios, so they're wearing a grey T-shirt for the counter grappling and groundwork. Finally, they go through the use of weapons offensively. So we had an O there, so we came up with an olive T-shirt. We had a few hiccups along the way trying to find the right colours. We didn't feel that orange T-shirts were particularly appropriate, or ochre, or other colours. So we've tried to develop a system where they have this. And then ultimately, once they reach the expert levels, then they get a black T-shirt, very similar to a black belt.
Great. Thanks, Dick. And what we've also been doing, Chuck, is our graphic designer guy is working on a set of patches that can go onto the gis and dobox, and then we're also working on chevrons, or we're not sure exactly yet. We're working on a really cool way that each student can be recognized as to what level in the fast combative system they have attained.
We've also been developing, and I should have some of these to show the people who are attending in June, the Fast Combatives Passport, we're calling it, which is the grading membership and record book as well, which is kind of cool. And it's one of those things that students look for. It'll have all their grading records in it. It'll have all the seminars and courses and camps and things that they've attended. Some of the combative values and the combative concepts are in there as well. So hopefully we'll have some of those, and they're really nice, really special.
I realize, Kathy, before we take another question, is that we haven't discussed the instructor certification that's happening in June. Maybe I can just touch on that before we go further.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. So what's happening, gang, is that we have scheduled our first Combatives instructor certification. It's happening June 6th through 8th. It'll be Friday evening, Saturday, and Sunday, and it's happening just outside Baltimore at our Charm City Martial Arts Center. It's a fast defense training center, and we'll be meeting there for the Pioneer
fast combative certification. We've been putting this together and putting it together, and now we're officially launching it in Baltimore. And this is in order to just make this as attractive as possible and get people fired up on it, we have reduced the price, and it's down from the what will be $750 to $600. And if you look at other programs, if you will, and look at what they're charging, you'll see that that's a drop in the bucket. So we're trying to make it as accessible to people as possible. So for the first person, it will be $600. For each other person from your school, it's going to be further reduced to $300, a half 50% price for the second, third, fourth people that arrive. Now, it is very limited space, and the spots are going very quickly. I'm not even sure how many spots we have left, but they're going quickly. You can sign up through the special events section there for Member Solutions, or you can talk to us directly. And Dick, anything else that I'm missing on this certification?
Only the one extra thing that I would add, that there is something special about being on the very, very first course. In years to come, when Fast Combatives is a huge program around the world, those people that were on that very first course will have that unique bragging right to just say, hey, I was on the very first course. So I would advise everybody to not miss out just for that reason, more as much as the program is fantastic, don't miss out on being the first person.
And that's a bit of a misnomer as well, because I know Dick's been working the combatives for a couple of years in the UK. I've been working, and whenever I travel around the world, we've been fine-tuning it and working with it. But Dick, could you mention the other the commemorative gift that we're giving people for this first one?
Absolutely. I was keeping it a secret, but
actually, I've already let the bag out of the cat out of the bag.
I thought so. So you Bill's blurted it, but basically, what we've done is we're having a commemorative combat knife designed and etched for everybody that attends. And those will be presented to all the people at the end of the first course. And again, it's embossed with Fast Combatives pioneers, because the people that come on that first course will be the ones that are officially the pioneers taking that system out to their students. Obviously, Bill's been teaching it, I've been teaching it, but this isn't about me and Bill and Mike, and it's about you guys. It's about the instructors and it's about the students. And again, the whole program is based around that. There are so many programs around the world that the instructors of them are fantastic and they can make everything work every time. And the students can't. And we're completely the other way. Everything for us is about the students and those students' instructors. And that's ultimately how we'll judge the success of this system, is how good those students are in the long run. Bill?
Fantastic. I have nothing to add to that. Okay. So thank you for that. And you want to get back to questions, Kathy?
Sure. Another question that's come in is, when will additional certification events happen, and how do you increase the certification level? When will those events be available?
Yeah, great question. Well, of course, the first one is going to be in Baltimore in June. The second one, and this is something I really am also excited to announce, the second one is happening at our annual Fast Defense Instructor Retreat, which happens every year. It's an annual event. And this year it will be, once again, as it was last year, at my ranch in Colorado. The dates for the certification are going to be August 25th and 26th. And then for the 27th, we're going to be unveiling our new Fast Combatives program, which, as Dick was mentioning, the various levels. That's where we're still fine-tuning it. The combatives level will be, it'll be another two or three different levels of certification, just working on combatives. And you can think kind of Krav Maga, if you will. I think that's how Krav Maga really made their fame in America, was through the fitness. And that's what we've come up with, a very dynamic fitness program, which again combines the techniques and the scenarios that we're doing in the combatives. So that's a precursor. And then people who do take that are eligible to come and attend the Fast Defense Extravaganza, our annual retreat, where we put people through, we did this last year, put people through a 130-foot barn here on my property, which we
segmented into three different chambers, and in each chamber, well, the person, each person went from one end of the barn to the other, and in each chamber, they had to deal with another a various situation, such as dealing with someone with a weapon, dealing with multiple attackers, dealing with someone who's verbally threatening you, and it's an absolute incredible event. And once again, rather than just limiting it to fast offense certified people, I'd like to open it up to fast combatives as well, and let's make it a real powerful event this year. Now, as far as recertifying and the next level, we'll be getting to that within the next 6 months. We'll be formulating upgrades, but for right now, we've got our hands full with just getting this first echelon of people certified to get going.
And okay. just to add to that, because Bill, I think you messed up, mate. just to add to that, so the Monday and the Tuesday in Colorado will be fast combatives, the basic level. The Wednesday will be the fast combatives fitness, the warrior fitness program. Bill only mentioned the word fitness once, and I think it's a really important that because that's a standalone program. It's all the real task-specific strength and fitness elements that you need for combatives. But that translates to everybody. It is a fantastic way of getting fit, and it's a fantastic way of people or generating extra just generating extra classes in people's schools and things like that is to have this combatives fitness training. And then, as Bill says, for those instructors that come on the Monday, Tuesday, and or the Wednesday, to stay on and do the fast defense weekend is just going to be the most fantastic opportunity of your life. We have, Bill has more bullet men in one place that weekend than anywhere else in the world at any time, and that is just the most fantastic opportunity ever. And there are details of that on our Fast Combatives website as well. How to get in and what each bit of that costs. Bill,
thank you for the clarification. That's why I have Dick on board with us. He's only taken 100,000 kicks to the head compared to my 250,000, and I wish I was joking about that. Okay, next question.
Let me go to the bottom of this. This had a few different things I think you've already addressed. One of the questions is, will there be a national campaign to create more students or instructors for fast combatives?
Absolutely.
Go ahead, buddy.
Absolutely. It is one of the ways that we envisage this is that the Fast Combatives kind of international instructor team will be promoting this at the macro level. We'll be looking at the national and international advertising to support the instructors at the coalface level, if you like, so that obviously instructors and school owners will be advertising their programs locally, and we'll be looking at how we can best advertise nationally and internationally through the martial arts press, through other things that we're hoping to get into as well. Bill?
Yeah, and it's a great question, and actually that's my department is or one of my jobs in this crazy endeavor. And think of it this way: Israel has Krav Maga, Russia has Sistema and Sambo and other great things. Brazil, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and we can go down the list. We are looking at this as Fast Combatives is the Western combatives system, and we are looking to make this a household name. We're looking to get it as big or bigger than any of the other systems have ever been, certainly in America and on an international level. So we're looking to take this thing quite large, and the reason why is because the faith that we have, so many combative systems out there, and we can add in the martial arts, but that's really a different paradigm. So many systems out there profess to be effective, combat-proven self-defense, and you guys know as well or better than I do that, in truth, any one of us might have a real hard time actually applying a lot of the techniques that they do in a real situation. This program works. We've seen it over and over again, and we're not coming at it from the place of, hey, let's, we got this thing, let's market the heck out of it. We have
You know, we have been developing this program for literally 35 years now, my instructor before me and now for us all over the world. And this is a program that really works. And Dick said it so well. He's, you know, this is not a program. We're not selling this because I can do it or Dick can do it or even you can do it. This is a program that works for real people in real situations. It's fun. It's effective. And there's just such a load of benefits for you. And that's where you guys are the key, because you will be the instruments to take this out to the world. We're the ones that are certifying people. You'll be the ones that take it out to the end user, to your students, to the people in your community, and really have a very powerful impact on them, because people are going to see over and over again, you know, the success stories are already rolling in, that it's really changing people's lives, not just in self-defense, but because of the paradigm we're using. It's kind of a combination of Dan Millman work and self-defense. People are coming out of this program changed and feeling much more empowered, not only in self-defense, but in every day of their lives.
To butt in there, but that's one of my biggest hopes and loves for this program. We see it all the time in the Fast Defense seminars. People come and do a half day or a day or a weekend seminar with us, and it changes their lives. Imagine if you had those people for 3 or 4 hours a week, every week, 50 weeks of the year. Imagine the impact that you can have on their lives in that sense. And this training doesn't turn people into stone-cold thug killers. It turns people's lives around. It gives them self-belief and self-respect more than most programs that I've been involved in over the years, because it shows people a side of themselves that they didn't know they had. You know, it gives them a middle of the fire furnace tempering that they didn't realize they could achieve. They do things that they didn't realize that they would be able to do. And you can do that. You can give people that week after week after week after week in these regular programs, and that will change those people's lives without a doubt, 100%. Bill,
that's I have nothing to add to that.
Is there coaches involved with this, or is that not needed for this kind of training?
Go ahead, Dick. I've been talking ad nauseum.
It coaches, but not in the way that we use them in fast defense training. When you're running a big pad work scenario with lots of people, you know, with people and people are hitting full force and things like that, it's still important to have somebody who's outside of the chaos and outside of the mayhem, running things from a safety point of view. But because it's a long-term program, we're not trying to coach people in scenario like we do in fast defense, where we've only got a certain amount of time to get people from point A to point B. With a longer-term program, there's time to allow people to work through their own mistakes, which is actually a really important part of the process, is learning not to stop when you mess up, but just to keep going and
what
the problems on the fly.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, if I could actually add to that, is that one of the things we do in the people that are holding the shields, because the scenarios are set up with two-person drills. One person's holding the shield, the other person is affecting the techniques in the scenario. And that the person holding the shield is kind of a very unique combination of being both a coach, a cooperative ally, but also the adversary in the scenarios. And that it's a difficult thing to portray. And again, that's why Fast Combatives is unlike anything else out there. But the person, you know, there is the person who's running the show, kind of the ringleader, and then there's each pair of people are working with each other, and and so the coaching comes into play in some very unique ways in the combatives.
Absolutely.
I think that's about our time. If you would like to wrap it up, or unless you have anything else that you wanted to touch base on.
Well, Kathy, we were hoping that you'd sing a song, but I think you'll probably...
I would be happy to do that. Another time.
I want to thank everybody. I know you all have really, really busy schedules, and I really want to thank you. It's a big subject. It's a brand new baby. FastCombatives.com is where you can find out more. On that site is an email address. You can email myself. The info@ goes to myself and to Dick. And we're always very happy to help anyone answer any questions you might have. If you are interested in this upcoming Fast Combatas, I would recommend that you email me, and you can sign up through Member Solutions. But either way, email me at BillKipp@AOL.com or through the info at Fast Combatas. And just let me know so I can hold a spot for you. And thank you, Dick Chance, for calling all the way from Spain. I hate to see your cell phone bill this month. And and again, thank you, Kathy Marler, our great friend and ally. And you be well. And we're excited as beyond belief with this Fast Combatives program. You'll be hearing more about it in the future.